Welcome to the Advocate Like a Mother podcast. We're here to empower and inspire you to use your voice. I'm Michelle.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Ileana.
Yay! Hey guys, what's up?
What's up?
Hey.
This is so exciting.
We're back. It's official.
Woohoo!
Oh man, how's your guys' week going?
Going good.
No one's died. So keeping standards low, and I feel really good about that.
Have you guys already conquered your New Year's resolution diets and fads and all that good stuff?
We bought a Peloton.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it just hasn't arrived yet. It says it's going to take 10 weeks to get here.
Yeah. I have one. It took us like 3 months. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, well, I'm pregnant, so forget that.
Yeah. I think that might help along the pregnancy. I'm sure of it.
Allegedly, but I feel really good being fluffy during the winter time. So right. I do have a Fitbit. I do have a Fitbit getting my walks in, but I can't see my feet at this point. So, you know, I'm keeping it steady these days.
Yeah. Well, I as of today, I'm actually starting a reductive diet because I'm out to determine that I have a pretty big histamine intolerance. And so that's kind of a new thing. Michelle knows so I'm allergic to the cold, but I realize it's more of a diagnosis of a symptom of histamine intolerance is what I've kind of determined through and a bunch of reading now. So I am allergic to like everything.
What are you going to do? Are you doing like an elimination diet?
Yeah. So I got to cut it like way back and then like eliminate tons of stuff. And then, and then there's like some pretty interesting holistic information about like kind of resetting it in a linear kind of format, like enzymes and what to put in your body to kind of kind of set it. And then hopefully I have like 30 to 60 days, I'll kind of then add stuff back in and kind of see what happens. But there's lots of good reading out there about it. And recently I was like, oh, this is actually giving me more information than I had last year when I kind of started to figure this out. So started that today. So
crazy.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm sure there'll be updates along the way. We'll bring you all in on that. Because I can't go in really cold water without it being miserable. I can barely take a hot shower without it being like actually like uncomfortable.
Have you heard of the Wim Hof method?
No.
So that's like, it's this guy, he's like, I think he calls himself like the cold guru or something like that, but he's able to like hike like crazy like mountains like in his like underwear, and he's like fine, and he teaches like these breathing exercises. So Eric's been following him, and every day he gets into our pool, and I mean, we live in California, so it's not very cold, it's like 55, but he's spends like 10 minutes out there, and he does like these crazy breathing exercises.
Oh, I have heard of that.
Yeah, and he says it doesn't even really bother him anymore. He gets used to it by doing something with breathing. So it's pretty crazy.
That's rad. Is that just so Eric can flex on all of us and just be how badass he is?
Exactly. He's doing keto right now too, so he's trying all the things.
Oh, that's the best. Well, everybody, obviously you guys didn't join us so we could talk about all of our fun fads. We're the show is back. You have waited long enough. New voices on the show. If you guys haven't had a chance to hear the trailer for the new season, go check that out. But my name is Andy. I am now a part of the show as one of the hosts. I was the producer of the first season, and then of course Ileana is here, and we interviewed her at our live show last season, and it was super fun to get to know you and you're here to shake the trees.
I hope to do that.
Yeah. It's gonna be awesome. So, this new approach to the show. I won't even say this next season. We're not even sure how long this season's gonna go. I mean, hopefully this is like a new years long endeavor of sharing your guys' stories and spending time with us and growing more community. If you want to be a guest on the show, you could actually submit to do that on our website. Many of you have already done it. We have how many interviews have we recorded already?
Oh man. I don't know.
Ileana would know. You've done a bunch of them.
We have a lot of good ones. I almost lost track of count. For sure, we've had, I think, more than a dozen, I think.
Yeah.
I think
I think so, too. So we're getting ahead, and we'll organize those, and we'll actually be able to let you know who we're interviewing ahead of time. So then we want to get some questions from you guys and hear what questions that you have for them. One of the other things that we're doing that we're excited about is we're actually created this new thing called a guest host spot on the show. And what that means is that you could sign up to actually be the host of an episode on Advocate Like a Mother. So if you happen to have someone that you want to interview, that you know that you want to talk to, or that you want us to try to get a hold of that you could talk to, we could try and do that too. But you could actually get to kind of do a takeover of an episode on this podcast. So the idea was that we really wanted to explore what it might look like to make this podcast more of a community podcast. And what that means is that we give you guys the mic. And so if you are interested in doing that, you don't need any experience necessary. I will actually be sub-producing the episode and helping you to do it that well. Little tongue-tied over here. Heading to 9:15 on a Monday night. This is a good week, though. We are excited. Anyhow, that is a really fun opportunity. We've already recorded one, and it's going to be really good. I won't say just yet. I think we'll probably post it this week, but that it went really well, and so we're super excited about that. What else? Am I missing anything else out there, Michelle?
Oh, well, we're going to have a giveaway this week.
Yeah.
So head on over to our Instagram to enter.
Yep. What's in that giveaway?
Well, we're going to give away a $100 gift card to, I think, Target, but we might do just PayPal money or...
Yeah, Outback Steakhouse. Yeah,
exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone will want that. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
That it is. Yeah, and then I'm going to go ahead and throw in an hour of consulting with me, actually. So if you are interested in actually starting a podcast, if that's ever been of interest to you, I would love to spend some time helping you out with that. So you get to, I can help give you as much as I know and an hour's worth of my time to hopefully kind of kick you off or maybe help you along with an idea that you have for a show. So yeah, we'll throw that in the digital basket for nice. You guys. So
yeah, and I'll give away a copy of Eli Included, and then we'll mm-hmm. give away an Advocate Like a Mother shirt.
Sweet. We're going to get to our interview here in just a moment. And then the last thing we'll say, too, is that, you know, if you are a company or a brand out there and you want to sponsor on the show, we would love to have you. So head over to advocatelikeamother.org, and you can actually submit interest to sponsor and partner with us on the show. So we'd love that. So Ileana got a chance to interview the most amazing Kenny Clutch that we have today. What are we in store for?
Oh man, I was not prepared for how awesome that interview was gonna be. I think for starters, in just how we're launching this podcast, is we hear a lot about mothers. I mean, obviously, Advocate Like a Mother tends to kind of stick really well, but a voice that's often left out are the fathers. And so I really just was so pumped to talk to him, and really, I think the people that are going to be listening hopefully will just follow him because he has so much to say. High energy, such a good perspective on just being a father, empowering not just himself, but those around him. It was just such an infectious conversation. And really, you know, we just talked about, you know, things that get him upset, things that inspire him and drive him. And really, I mean, he kind of became a viral sensation. And got in touch with all these different celebrities. So I knew I was in for a treat. I just wasn't expecting how much of a treat it was going to be. So I'm really excited for everyone to head over and listen to what he has to say.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for joining us today. Here is our interview with Kenny Clutch.
I'm so excited to be interviewing Kenny Clutch, affectionately known as the Dancing Dad. He's a husband, father of four, positive mindset trainer. He's just absolutely amazing. So Kenny, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Give us a little bit of information about your family, who you are,
yeah.
What you guys like to do together.
Oh, man. Well, a little bit about the family. We're a family of six. So there's six of us.
Six.
Six.
There's six. All right. Six. I love it.
Yeah. So it's myself, my wife, of course. Our oldest, Aliana, who's 16. Our oldest son, Caleb, who's 11. Our next oldest son, which is Javion, he's six. And then we have Christian, the rock star. He is 3.5 years old. So some of the things that we like to do, I mean, we love to watch movies together as a family. We're not really like, you know, as outgoing. We do like to go out and have fun and things in that nature, but we're kind of like homebodies, you know. We like to kind of chill and relax. Right now, my wife and I, we are binge watching Designated Survivor right now, so which is a awesome show.
So, I haven't watched it, but it sounds good. I love Survivor.
You got to check it out. I mean, we...
There's a season to binge watch.
Yeah, we like... And we don't get a chance to watch TV often, obviously, because we have four children, you know, in the business to run. But, you know, we like to do things like that, you know, amusement park. And, of course, dance. Dancing is our thing. My older daughter, she dances. Started training her when she was 7 years old. And then our son, Javion, he loves to break dance. And then Christian, obviously, he loves to dance all the time as well, too. So, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys went viral.
Yeah. Yeah.
And talk to us a little bit about just the journey, kind of what has kind of catapulted your family into, you know, the many followers that have come along your page.
Yeah, well, you know, it all kind of started when my son Christian was diagnosed with leukemia. He was born with a rare blood disorder. Christian also has Down syndrome, trisomy 21. And in basically with that that rare blood disorder, he had really, really low platelet counts. So his platelet levels were at like maybe 10, 15,000 when he was born, which is really, really low.
Wow.
So I think they got up to about 55,000. He was able to go home. But every week for about, you know, 2-3 times a week, we were in the hospital, like every single week. It was kind of like the new normal in a sense and everything for us. We never had a child with special needs or anything like that. So we didn't, you know, we were kind of like learning on the fly. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure most parents are learning on the fly when they first have a child with special needs and anything in that nature. So, during that time, it was hospital, you know, appointment after appointment after appointment. The doctors had said at some point in his life that he could develop leukemia. I mean, we're big faith believers, so we don't really, you know, like to cast those things down, but we know anything is possible as well, too. So we weren't naive to the fact that it could happen, but we just, you know, always love to stay positive and optimistic about, you know, everything in life, right? And the whole viral thing kind of went crazy when Christian was diagnosed June 19, 2018. And we spent 32 days in the hospital. My wife and I, we had owned a dance studio called the Level Dance Complex at the time. I'm originally, you know, by trade, a professional dancer, choreographer. So I, you know, danced all over the world, taught in Tokyo, Bulgaria, Italy, LA, Atlanta, everywhere across America. You know, we had a dance studio here in New Jersey where we live, and I actually had to shut the dance studio down during this time. And this was like, you know, pre-pandemic. This was our pandemic.
Yeah.
Where we had to shut everything down. And it was day number 32. During this whole time, I was dancing for Christian to keep a positive, you know, atmosphere around him, you know, during his treatment. This is his first round of treatment. And that was our thing. That was, you know, our bonding time. I couldn't dance in the dance studio because I shut it down from, you know, 6 days a week to only 2 days a week. So I wasn't, you know, training, or I wasn't training the kids or anything like that. So that was our thing, you know. And what we noticed was is that Christian just loved to get down. He loved James Brown. He loved Chris Brown and all
the kid
other.
Has good taste. Okay.
Yes, he loves funk music. He loved house music. And let me tell you, God bless the doctors, you know, and the therapists, but you know, they came in with the musical therapy. And, you know, I'm all the way hip hop, you feel me? So like, yeah. The ukuleles wasn't working for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo,
you listen, I've listened to them quite a bit. I don't blame you.
I'm like, look, I appreciate it. It's a fine gesture, you know, but it ain't working and you gotta go, you know what I'm saying? Because this is not happening.
Yeah.
And my wife and I, we had a rule that anybody with any type of negativity was to come in the room or whatever, they had to leave. Not saying that the people with the ukuleles were negative at all, but it just wasn't part of the vibe. So
it just
had to go. I said, babe, throw on some James Brown and let's get busy. During this time, he finally had stood up for the first time by himself. 14 months into his life, he wasn't able to sit up just yet. And just 1 week into his treatment, he started sitting up by himself. Doctors would say that he was going to he was going to lose his appetite, that he was going to get tired, that, you know, he was, you know, all these different negative things that were, right, that they were saying, that he didn't experience any of them, to be honest.
Wow.
So day number 32 comes. This is after my son went 12 days straight out of the 32 with zero immune system, like zero, like it was gone, right? And for those that don't know what that means, like his ANC levels were at zero, meaning that he couldn't leave the room. He was literally in a bubble. So we couldn't, the doctors would have to come in all bubbled up, you know, in right, order to, you know, so any type of germs or anything like that could cause an infection and he could possibly die because his immune system was, you know, was gone pretty much. So we were waiting for the rise to happen. So on day number 32, his ANC levels actually had went up. So his number levels went up. Doctor comes in the room. He says, listen, guys, this is like 7:30 in the morning. He said, guys, guess what? You guys get to go home for a couple of days. Christian's looking great. He finished round one. Congratulations. You guys get to go home. Me and my wife packed our bags so fast. Like, it was crazy, right? Packed our bags so fast.
Yeah.
But before we did that, before we left the hospital, we had to do one more dance, right? We had to do our celebration dance that, you know, now Christian gets to go home because he defeated round one. And that same day, Sierra, the singer-songwriter, R&B star, she came out with a song called Level Up at the time. Some of you guys may remember Level Up, Level Up, Level Up, right? The same exact day that she came out with that song is the same exact day that we went ahead and performed that song in the hospital because Christian's number levels went up and the name of my dance studio was called Level Dance Complex. So it all kind of like intertwined together. I was like, this may be kind of
just fun, a beautiful thing when it right? just comes together.
It's like, all comes together, right? My A-Team fans, you guys remember that, right? I'm showing my age a little bit, but
right, so, don't worry.
Yeah. So basically what happened was, my wife recorded it. We ended up posting that video and we were only doing the dance videos to let people know that he was okay. Everything is good. Everything is well, we're fine. Always stay positive, stay positive. So we posted that and I hashtag Level Up Challenge. And I'm gonna be honest, I didn't even know there was a Level Up Challenge. I was just doing that because the name of my dance studio, Level Dance Complex, and I Level Up. So about an hour later, at the time I had about 5,000 followers on my Instagram page. And about an hour later, we were at like 20,000 views. And I was And then by the time we got home, you know, we was at 100,000. By the time I went to sleep that night, it was at 200,000. By the time I woke up the next day, it was at 800,000. By the time I got to the studio to go train the very next day, we had hit over 1 million views. My wife calls me up and she said, and I missed the first phone call. So any husbands out there, y'all know the drill. When the wife calls, you know, pick up the first time. Pick up the first time, right? So I pick up the phone the second time. I said, what's going on, babe? She said, you ain't answering your phone. Like, look at your Instagram. And I look at my Instagram and Sierra had reposted the video that we did. And I said, wow, this is crazy. So Halle Berry, Janet Jackson, Ludacris, Russell Wilson.
You know, just some regular celebrities, like no big deal, right?
Boom, just going crazy. Common, Morris Chestnut, D.L. Hughley. Like, I'm like, yo, who, what? Like, this is crazy. Like, everybody's posting it all over Facebook, all over YouTube, all over Instagram, all over Twitter. Like, we were everywhere. The very next day, my phone and my emails are going off the hook. I'm getting calls and emails from Fox News, CBS, NBC, the Chinese news, the Italian news, Australian news, the Canadian news. Like, everybody wants to know about the dancing dad and his baby. I'm like, who's the dancing dad? Like, you're the dancing dad. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, I guess.
You're just throwing out nicknames. That
I gotta own it now. So now I got named the dancing dad, and that's how, you know, we went viral, and everything went crazy from there. 2 weeks later, Sierra shows up in my face, and out of nowhere, comes to my dance studio, and I said, "This is super unreal." You just popping up at my place, like, all unannounced, like Steve Harvey, all these, you know, the everything. Like, we were on show after show after show, and I'm like, you know, my son's still fighting for his life at the same time here, you know.
Wow. Yeah. So,
but it was super amazing, and now all that to where we're at today, and becoming, you know, a positive mindset trainer, teaching the world and teaching people that you can get through anything in the world, you know, if you change your mindset. 70% of illnesses start within the mind. So if they start within the mind, they can end in the mind. So if we change the mind, we change the game.
That's so amazing that you say that. And I find your inspiration just so infectious.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, you know, for being somebody who just inspires and encourages other people, you know, where do you get your sense of empowerment? Who is, you know, empowering you and encouraging you, and where do you kind of draw that inspiration from?
Yeah, well, I'm a big man of faith, to be honest. And I went through a lot of negativity in my life. You know, there's no way that you get this positive without actually going through some stuff, some real stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You know, people ask me all the time, Kenny, how are you so positive and things like that. I'm like, listen, yo, you got to go through some things in life in order to understand, and wisdom comes along the way, right? And I made a lot of mistakes in my life. So, you know, I'll take you guys back a little bit, and we'll go a little bit deeper, because I don't really share this too much, but exclusively for Advocate Like a Mother, you know, we're going to
listen. I'm sitting here privileged, ready to hear what you have to drop right now.
we're going to go this far back. We're going to go back about almost 7 years. You know, I was living in my home, and I had a condo that I was living in for 4.5 years at the time. And this is about the same time where my wife and I actually had got together. We had been dating for a little bit. I was in a really, really low place. I was in a low place of my life, and I had to make a decision. And pride was really in the way of that decision, right? And a lot of us, we get prideful, and sometimes we get in our own way. And I'm here to tell somebody right now, you know, in order to have success, sometimes you got to remove yourself to improve yourself, right? Sometimes you got to remove yourself to improve yourself. Get out of your own way, because you could be stopping yourself from your own success, right? And the decision that I had to make was go back home. Go back home to your mother's house, go back home and start over. Sometimes we just need a reboot. At that time, I was 29 years old. I was contemplating, you know, going back and forth. I was losing work. You know, I'm a dance instructor, so I was losing work. And dancers know in the summertime, it's like the hardest to get work as well too. So my car was about to be repossessed. I couldn't pay my rent. My electric was about to be shut off. Like, I mean, it was down in the dumps, because a recession had hit at the time, and a lot of my studios were closing. So I was losing work at the same time. And, you know, you go from, you know, making close to, you know, 80 grand a year to where you're down to 35,000 a year, you know, so that's a huge drop, right?
Right.
So, you know, it was just like, man, make a decision, Kenny. And I made the decision. And at the time, I'm screaming to God, like, I'm upset at God, right? I'm like super upset. I'm like, this is your fault and everything. Like, I'm pretty sure anybody that's a believer has probably been there at some point in life where we blame God for everything, and not, you know, we didn't do what we should have done and made the right decisions along the way. And we actually still put ourselves in the position. And there's a scripture that I use all the time. It says, invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8, And basically what that means is you never know when disaster may strike. So always invest in multiple things. Yes in seven, don't stop at seven. Yes in eight, yes in nine, yes in 10. Keep putting dropping more investments in the basket. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Had I done that, I probably wouldn't have been in the situation that I was in, right? And I ended up saying, all right, mom, I'm coming back home. This is 2 weeks after thinking about this. And another 2 weeks later, I get a phone call from my friend. He says, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm good. Wow, what's up? He said, I'm just making sure you're good because, your house is on fire. I said,
oh, wow.
I'm like, dog, I'm in my house right now. What are you talking about? He said, nah, bro, I'm looking at your house right now in the news. Like, your house is on fire, bro. I was like, dog, I'm in my house right now. He said, dude, turn the news on. I turn on the news. Literally, my condo that I've been living in for 4.5 years was up in flames on the 10 o'clock news. That moment right there, I dropped to my knees and was just like, all right, God, I get it. I understand where you want me to go. And I grew up in the church. I've always been a believer and stuff like that. But along my 20s, I was a knucklehead. Like I made really bad decisions, not like getting in trouble or gangbanging or things like that. I just made really stupid mistakes, financially, friendships, just a bunch of things or whatever that I'm not really proud of. If I'm being open and honest, jumping from this girl or to that girl or whatever. I just made a really, really lot of dumb mistakes in my life. And it got me to a place where, okay, I got to buckle down at some point. I got to really there's something special laid upon my life. That could have been me in that fire had I waited 2 more weeks and not left. Sometimes that's why I always say, sometimes you got to remove yourself to improve yourself. So I removed myself from that situation. I removed myself from where I was at, and I moved back home in my mom's house, where the room was very, very, very small. And because it was super tight, super tight. And I gathered myself together to get myself on my feet. And my wife, she started going to this church, and she started going to listen to Pastor Edgar, who is one of my mentors, who is one of the people that are in my circle that I keep very, very close to me. And I believe that if you're going to have, such a positive mindset, you got to have people around you that are going to continue to feed you and pour into you. So as I'm pouring out into people, I got to be poured in to as well too. So, even the feeder has to be fed. I have my Pastor Edgar. I have, of course, my wife. I have a great, great team around me, and people that we all have the same mindset in where we want to go to in life. So in what we're trying to accomplish. Like, even my team right now, we're trying to, our mission is to shift 1 million lives by 2025. And you don't do that unless you have a great team around you. So it comes from a lot of prayer, if I'm being honest, a lot of prayer, a lot of discipline and obedience, right?
And one of the things that I find to be remarkable is, first of all, our podcast is called Advocate Like a Mother, but that doesn't limit to, what advocacy is for.
Right.
And I think as myself, I have a daughter with a disability. Mm-hmm. You don't see a lot of men.
Yeah.
And so you've been able to just really use your platform and just do phenomenal things. And I'm curious to know what your advice would be, for fathers who find themselves, in a full-time position or just working. And how do they find their voice? Where do they how do they fit in? What kind of advice would you give?
First of all, pops, fathers, dads, poppies, whatever. Don't be ashamed, man. Like, don't be ashamed of your child. If your child has special needs, if your child has some form of disability or anything like that, don't be ashamed. Embrace that, because you were chosen for a reason at the end of the day, right? You were chosen, to care for this particular child, and no one else would be able to do the job but you. Mm-hmm. So if there's any advice that I would, because I'm going to be honest, like, I get messages all the time from mothers, right? How the father is not in the child's life. I remember one story last year. There was a woman who said that her husband was divorcing her because their daughter had a deformed brain. Like her head was deformed, and he said, "I don't make children like that." And that
oh my gosh,
that right there just kills me, man. Because you know, you have the opportunity, right, to change the world, right? You have the opportunity. This is how I view it. This is how I see it. When they told us that Christian, you know, had a 76% chance of having trisomy 21, I had no idea what it was about. Was I scared? A little bit, right? But I was ready to embrace the challenge. My wife and I, we were like, all right, well, then let's go. As many times as doctors would say, well, we recommend that you abort. We recommend that you, like, time after time after time after time. We don't believe in that. I'm sorry. We just don't. That's just us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't happen if it wasn't meant for us at the end of the day, right? It wasn't meant for us to get rid of Christian, because look at what he has done in only just 3 years of living, right? Like just 3 years, like coming out the womb, ready to like shine the world. And this is all children that have a special need or a disability, right? Like they have a special type of love that, you know, us, you know, us average folks or whatever, like we don't express. What do we go through? We got worries, we got emotions, we tap into all these different things, and we start going off on the little things. But Christian, just using him as an example, Christian would just do stuff like, okay, maybe he might hit his brother because they're play fighting or something like that, and he may hit his brother, right? Or he may pull his hair, right? My third oldest son, my middle son, Javion, he has hair like yours, right? So he'll pull it, like Christian will pull it all the time. But if
I got one of those at home too.
Yeah, and if Javion says like anything like that, you know, Christian's like, oh, I'm hurting you, you know, so let me show you love. Like, I don't mean to hurt you, right? They have such a forgiving heart, right? So for the fathers, you know, out here, understand what type of special being that you truly, truly have. Like, I would dare say more fathers start stepping up and showing out and showing off your children, right? Now, I'm not saying have everybody all up in your business, right? But in your community, and if you can be an advocate, if you can be someone that's going to step up, do it, man. Like, you know, nobody's walking your shoes at the end of the day. Nobody's living your life. You are one of one. So embrace the fact that on what you have, embrace, you know, this is a special being that you have in the world, and you were chosen for this particular mission.
Whether you are advocating for your child with a disability or for injustice, everyone needs to be reminded that you are not alone and to keep fighting for what matters. Michelle started Littlest Warrior after her son Eli was born with Down syndrome and a heart defect, and she was introduced to the world of advocacy. Littlest Warrior Apparel is here to make sure you look good while you advocate. Get your message out there and spread awareness without saying a word. Littlest Warrior has tees for almost every diagnosis out there. Go to littlestwarrior.com and use code ADVOCATE for a special discount for listeners. Now, back to the show.
There are a lot of divorces among parents that are raising kids with disabilities. I mean, we already know that among just regular schmegler, you know, people, it's 50%.
50%, yeah.
So then you got, you know, there's numbers as high as like 75, 80%, you know, the majority of the time, you know, at least for, you know, you see parents that are advocating, you only see one parent, you see only one, you know, the mom at the IEP meeting or just the mom at the hospital. And so I'm really curious to see, you know, what your dynamic is with your wife, because I feel like there's probably quite a few people listening that are in a relationship, two very different people in an intense circumstance, because we know disability presents itself very differently, you know, and the challenges that might come with, you know, mentally, financially, just you name it.
Yeah.
So as far as you advocating alongside your wife, what does that look like? And you know, I guess speak a little bit more into the marriage aspect and that dynamic.
Yeah, we're like two peas in a pod, me and Josie. Like, we are literally like, you know, best friends when it comes to, you know, all of our children. She is very, very, very vocal, very, very strong. She will speak up for, you know, for our child. I mean, right now, even during COVID, you know, only one of us can go to his doctor visits and everything. Like, normally it's both of us going, or to his therapy session. Normally it's both of us going, but she is, you know, very, very strong-minded, especially when it comes, you know, to Christian, just like any other mother, you know, would be. And we always move, you know, in alignment. So I used to play football, and if football players know this meaning, alignment and assignment. And we know that Josie and I, we're aligned with each other. We plan together. We do everything, you know, together, because we know that we are one. And we have God at the center of our relationship, you know, like, that's the main thing. If I'm being honest with anybody, you know, I don't know, you know, about anybody else's walk, but I'm telling you straight up off the bat, for real, I wouldn't be me if I didn't say it, you know, that our faith in our having God in the center of our relationship is the hugest difference in everything, right? And that's how we're able to make sound decisions on what to do. And I'll give you an example. During Kristen's treatment, the doctors came in. I wasn't there, right? I was at work. And they come in, and it was just so funny how they always came in at certain times when I wasn't there or I was at work, when the bad news would come into play. And they came in and they said that we would like to do a 6th round of chemotherapy with Christian. Now, he was scheduled to 4 or 5 rounds, but then they come back to us and they say, well, we want to do a 6th round. We're like, why? Right? And my wife is like, well, I'm not making that decision right now because my husband's not here. That's number one, you know? So we always move according, right? And then she starts asking questions, right? And there's one thing that I could say about mothers who ask questions. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, listen, we ask questions better than the FBI, CIA.
Yes. God bless the doctors, because you are in for it. I'm telling you.
We blow it up. I know. Listen, I have a little bit of a reputation of like, oh, there's Giselle's mom. I'm like, you know it.
Yes. Question after question after question. Why? Because these are our children. These are our babies. And absolutely. And mothers, you guys go through so much or whatever to just give birth, number one, you know, that's a whole process in itself. So my respect level for women in just that process, that's on a whole nother level. And I'm keeping it 100% buck with you. Like, that's, I got that. so we're going through, and she asks, so why is it that Christian, why do you feel that Christian needs a 6th round? So they say, well, we did a study, and out of 109 kids, there was a study that was done in Dallas, Texas at this conference that they had. And out of 109 kids, they all had Down syndrome. They all had the same exact cancer as Christian. And when they tested all of them, right, 9 of them relapsed. They weren't expecting 9 to relapse. They were only expecting maybe 1, maybe 2 of them to relapse. But 9 of them relapsed. And out of the 9, 8 of them passed away, unfortunately, right?
Wow. Okay.
So that means we have a 90% survival rate, right? So their whole thing was, we need to basically, they were doing a recall with all the parents. Any parent that had a child with Down syndrome in America at the time, and if you had a child with Down syndrome, we're basically, it's like your steering wheel is messed up on your car. So they're recalling all the cars to come back in and come and get this 6th round, high dose, mind you. Right. So Christian was on a mild dose, and then they wanted to give him a high dose. So that, first of all, that didn't fly. I'm a big believer in the mom gut. Okay. I'm a big believer in the mom gut. And I always, you know, am listening to the mom gut, right? Not mine, but my wife's. And my wife's gut, ever since we've been together, 7 years we've been together, her gut has never lied. Like, God's honest truth. When she feels it in her bones, it's like, yo, there is something that's just not right about this, right? Right. And so I come in and then I start to ask the questions. Well, why do we need a six round? And what is a high dose mean? What exactly is that? What does that look like, right? So they're saying that it's going to be 15 times more than the chemo that he's actually getting. So I'm like, wow. 15 times. So you want to give my son 15 times more, but hold on to your seatbelt because this is where it gets funky.
Oh man.
At the same time, I'm sitting there saying, I don't think we should do this, right? Because right. Christian at the time was already in remission. All we were doing, we're finishing the protocol. The protocol was 5 rounds, right? And right. that was the initial plan that they gave us at the beginning. They're calling all these different, you know, all these parents back, and some parents got scared and took it. And my wife is doing the research and going through, you know, asking different doctors from other states and asking different doctors, even from out of the country. Like, we went far and beyond before making this one decision, whether to go with the 6 round or not. Now, here was the big kicker, right? So if he takes the 6 round, could he relapse, right? If he doesn't take the 6 round, could he relapse? It's yes, either way. So he can relapse either way. Right. So what's the point mm-hmm. of really taking the 6 round? Right. Because Christian was doing well, like he was chopping his recovering time in half. The doctors were saying that they were thinking that Christian would be able to were thinking that Christian would stay in the hospital 32 days or more every single round. That's what right. they were game planning for. So we're talking about over 300 days in the hospital. Wow. Right. Right. So. But Christian, after the first round, chopping in half, he was 17, then 16, then 15, then 14. Like, he just kept chopping it and chopping it and chopping it down. We go to the doctors, and there was just this one doctor that was just like, you always got that one. Oh. That she's like
you just triggered me, because I know there's always that one that just keeps you humble in prayer.
Yes, right. So she was very, very adamant about giving Christian a 6 round. I said, no. I said, so you said that you was going to give my son, it's going to be 15 times more. I think that's too much. She was like, well, we made a mistake. It would be 30 times more. 30 oh, times more.
Okay.
Then absolutely not. Like, absolutely
that's
not.
That's a terrible selling point, by the way.
Come on now, right? Like, horrible. Like, so I see why you're a doctor, because you just didn't sell this well at all. You would, no. if this was T-Mobile or whatever, you would get zero commission.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, absolutely not. No, we're not doing it. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, aren't there other ways? Like, do you guys ever look into other ways? And I started to challenge her, like, what about different holistic ways? What about other natural ways? Like, how come you guys don't study that? You know? And, you know, she gave me like a corny answer, you know, about it.
Yeah.
And
they don't like that too much.
Yeah. But it was the thing was, is that she says this to me, well, you know, if this was the early rounds, I could take you to court for that. And I'm like, excuse me. I said, first of all, is that a threat? Number one, like, are you threatening me? Like I'm not here to care for my son. Number one, right. By state law, we went through the protocol. Number two, that was just irrelevant because you're doing that to scare me. I'm like, listen, lady, I don't, like, you don't know me, where I come from, you know? So that right there. So me and Josie, we were just in alignment and we had each other's back throughout this entire process. And even to this day, like, there's nobody, we are going to fight for our children. Mm-hmm. No matter what, you know, no Absolutely. Matter what. Yes, I'm very, very positive, you know, yes. But there are times where I have to, you know, turn the cheek a little bit here because somebody right. may be getting out of pocket and I have to take it up just a little bit now. You know, I'm not going to go crazy on anybody like that. I'm no thug or nothing like that. I'm not no hard body guy. But what you're not going to do when it comes to protecting my children, you know, yes. I'll turn into the Lion King really quick.
Right. Well, I mean, your child's health is at stake. And so I think that plays a huge role.
Yeah.
And it kind of leads into my next question that I have for you, because yeah. I know that, you know, with having such a good head on your shoulder and a good team and community around you, mm-hmm. you know, what are the kind of things that frustrate you? You know, what gets Kenny mad? What, what gets him upset?
Yeah.
I think that would be, you know.
Yeah. I'll tell you what gets me upset. People that are just ungrateful about life gets me upset, you know. But I do understand. I understand what, you know, why life would make you upset. But what really like kind of chaps my gums, right? Just to keep it you know, PG here, you know. It's like people that are just ungrateful, you know, in the privilege that they have, you know, in this world. If we're really keeping it real, there's a group of mothers that I support over in South Africa. And you know how old these mothers are? These mothers are age 11, 12,
wow.
13, oh 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, up to 19 years old. These are mothers that are being raped, that are being, you know, just sold into childhood marriages and things in that nature. There's an organization called Girl Pride Africa that I support. And you guys will probably see them on my Instagram stories a lot. They need about $800 every month just so that they can feed over 100 women and their children, right? We're talking about breastfeeding moms that are not able to eat, you know, two days out of the week, 3 days out of the week, sometimes go 2-3 days without eating in their breastfeeding moms, which is unhealthy, you know. So when I hear people complain about, you know, what they're going through, well, just imagine what someone else is going through just on the other side of the world across the sea here, you know. Like, at least you got a roof that doesn't have water or whatever flowing through, you know, and you're sleeping in a puddle every night with a baby, you know. So when people sit there and say these things and complain about their situation, you know, listen, yo, all you got to do is really, you know, lay it all out, see what needs to be changed, right? And really put the real work in, right? Lay everything out in order. Okay. What is negative in my life? What is positive in my life, right? It's a strategy that I use in my program. It's called the Pillars of Strength, right? So for those that are complaining, for those that are like, you know, that and you feel like I may be coming at you and I'm in your kitchen right now, it's okay. I'm going to teach you how to do it, okay? I'm not going to leave you hanging or whatever and just say that you're doing this. No, this is how you get it done. The Pillars of Strength, and this is a freebie, right? So what you do is you take a sheet of paper, okay? And on that sheet of paper, right, you draw you make sure you got three columns, right? And inside the three columns, right, the middle column, you write the word positive at the top. The outside columns, you write the word negative on both outsides of those columns, right? Now on the negative, be extremely honest with yourself on what you want to complain about. Anything that you want to complain about, anything that's negative in your life or whatever, write it all down. I don't care if it's 5 things. I don't care if it's 100 things. Get it all out. Why? Because it's in your system. And those things that are in your system need to come out of your system. Then I want you to write all the positives that are in your life, right? You write down every single positive that is going on in your life. Then how do you defeat those negatives? Well, since you got these pillars up, right? These two pillars and those negative things, those are the things that are trying to get inside your head. They're trying to breach your personal space. They're trying to breach your peace, right? So what we do is we look at our positives and we line it up with what negative can we defeat with that particular positive. So let's say, for example, okay, I am bad at, I have bad decision-making or time management, or let's do this one, toxic people, right? Okay, toxic people is a negative in my life. Okay, so I'm a people person. I think I have wisdom, right? I love people. So being that I have wisdom, why don't I just be wise and remove myself from this actual person instead of waiting for them to remove themselves out of my life? Because guess what? Sometimes you're going to get negativity from other people, right? And you allow it to come in. See, you can either experience negativity or you can receive negativity. Now, if you receive it, right? If you receive it, then you can't reign. But if you can experience it and you just experience it, you know exactly where to put it, you can still reign. Guys, we're training for reigning. I said, we're training for reigning at the end of the day, right? That. So that is how you complete, you know, That's what drives me. I'm like, oh my God, people, come on, stop complaining. I get it. I understand. You're getting your emotions, you're getting your feelings and stuff like that. I get it. I get there too. But what I do is I go to my exercise. The Pillars of Strength is a daily practice. It's not a one-time thing. Put that thing up on your wall and see, okay, these are the things that are negative in my life. Okay, I need to get this out. I need to take this positive and I need to defeat that negative. I need to do it and I need to do it right now.
Right. So
let's get it.
Kenny, I mean, are there really words to just to just kind of sum up all that you've said? And I want to hear so much more. But, you know, it's been such a pleasure,
yeah,
first of all, to come along and just like find you on social media and to have, yeah, this chat. I feel like there's a million more things that I want to say.
Yes.
But for those who are listening right now and want to keep up with you and your family and what are, you know, all that you're doing, where can they follow you through social media and any of the other projects you're working on right now?
Yeah, you guys can definitely follow me on Instagram at Kenny Clutch on Instagram. You can, I'm normally hanging out there, you know, all the time. So at Kenny Clutch on Instagram and Kenny Clutch _ on Instagram. You can also follow me on Facebook or on YouTube as well too. Kenny Clutch Speaks. You can also go to my website, www.kennyclutchspeaks.com. We actually have an event that's going to be coming up called All In. So if you guys want to hear more of what we're talking about, you know, I mean, if 2020 didn't teach you anything, it better teach you to go all in, all in.
Oh, 2020, so, yes, all the life lessons this year.
All in. So we're going to, it's going to be a virtual summit. And we're going all in to increase your life, to increase your health, to increase your finances, to increase your family life, your relationships. We are digging in this one day long event. It's not 2 hours. It's all day. So prepare, put the kids away. You bring your wife, bring your husband, bring your cousins, and get ready because we have several different speakers that are going to be there to give you guys what it is that you need for 2021. So it's going to be awesome.
Kenny, you've been phenomenal. I really enjoyed this conversation today. I hope you have a great evening. And for all those that are following and listening right now, please do yourself a favor and head over because you're missing out, really, honestly. Thank you so much, Kenny. It's been a pleasure. I hope you have a good evening.
You too.
That was such a great interview. I think one of the things that I loved that he mentioned, which was a football quote, alignment and assignment. And that's really just indicative of how he rolls with his wife. They roll as a unit. And in this whole world of disability and raising and parenting, that whole marriage dynamic isn't often talked about. And we need to talk about it more often. So I'm just really inspired by how he's committed to his family. You listen to him and there's just so much gratitude and clarity. He just has, he's a man on a mission. And I think that that's something so awesome to hear because we don't hear it as often. So it was just such a pleasure. I'm so thankful he joined us for this podcast because it's such a great way to start.
Yeah, definitely. Loved his energy. Just loved his passion. Yeah, that was a great interview. One of the parts that I liked, which I was also maybe super mad, was the part where he was talking about his doctor. You know, or Christian's doctor, how, you
yes.
know, I was just like, are you kidding me right now? Like, that's just, stuff like that drives me nuts. Like, it's so infuriating.
Do you guys feel like, do you ever come across, like, resources from either the organizations that you subscribe to or a part of that are offering, like, resources for, you know, couples that are raising a person with a disability, like, often? Like, I can't feel like I've really seen anything.
No. I think for the most part, and like what I see is everything's, first of all, it's parent geared and it's parent led. So you don't really get a lot of self-advocates. You don't get a lot of anybody that's not, and then it's mom led too. So you don't have a lot of room for dads individually, let alone like couples or families. And I've gone to several conferences where my husband was like the only dude there.
Mm.
So wow. it's it's pretty disheartening because, I mean, we also talked about, you know, divorce rates and stuff like that. Obviously, is 50% is like the national like average rate, and it's up for the rest of us who are raising kids. So it's pretty indicative that it is a problem, and yet the resources just aren't really there to support and come alongside, you know, families like us.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's the call for dads.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Start figuring this out and getting some resources together. And, you know, hey,
we need you. We need you, Dad. We need you.
Yeah, we need you. Yeah, for sure. I mean, and this is, like, I haven't been particularly vocal that much with other platforms. And I mean, I've been pretty involved with my family account that we have for our daughter. But, you know, even for me, this is kind of like a more public and way for me to kind of get in the mix here and start dialoguing more out loud about it and looking into some things too. So, but yeah, if you're listening and you do know about some pretty accessible national resources available for couples and parents related to support and counseling and any resources like that, please tag us, send us links, email us, contact us through the website. We'd love to post that on the website as resources, 100%. So we had a page last season that kind of pointed to resources from guests that were there, but we'll probably just broaden that and just kind of start adding more links and more places for you to connect and get some help and support. Because yeah, totally. Like, I mean, parents, you need the support. Yeah, big time.
Big time.
So needed.
Yep, big time.
Wow. So, well, that was awesome.
All right.
Well, thanks guys for listening to Advocate Like a Mother podcast. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye bye.
Thanks again for listening. As always, if you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, we'd appreciate it, and share this episode with a friend. Access resources, episode notes, podcast merch, and more at www.advocatelikeamother.org. And if you're a company looking to partner with us via sponsorship, please reach out to us on our website. And lastly, follow us on Instagram at advocatelikeamother and join our community group on Facebook. Friends, we'll see you next time.